This is Wade Renthier, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Exit polls show Clinton outperformed Trump among union households by only 8%, the smallest Democratic advantage since Walter Mondale against Ronald Reagan in 84. In 2012, Barack Obama won union households by 18%. Clinton's support was especially weak in crucial Midwestern states. Obama won Ohio in 2012, besting Romney in those households by 23 percentage points. Clinton actually lost Ohio's union households to Trump by 9 points, according to exit polls. Yes, California, a grassroots organization with 3,000 or so supporters, has for years been trying to persuade Californians to take up the cause of secession. They see Trump's election as a boon. Joe Arpaio, the controversial anti-immigrant sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, where Phoenix is located, was soundly defeated for his eighth term. 100,000 people in a surge signed up for Obama in one day as beneficiaries fear for the future of their health insurance. Research suggests Americans in both parties long ago became open to a female president. By 1999, the Gallup poll found that 92% of Americans said they would vote for a woman. When Gallup asked that question first in 1937, the figure was 33%. President Obama, after he was first elected, instituted rules that prohibited individuals who had served as registered lobbyists in the prior year from serving as a transition advisor in the areas in which they represented private clients. Sadly, many lobbyists are running committees on Trump's transition team responsible for picking people for jobs and positions in places where they lobby. Federal judge in Michigan ordered that bottled water be delivered to residents of Flint, Michigan, more than 2 years after the city switched to an untreated source resulted in contaminated and undrinkable water. Women seeking abortions through telephone consultations and products delivered through the mail are participating in a study being conducted in 4 states, Hawaii, New York, Oregon, and Washington. It's being funded and organized by Genitui Health Products, a nonprofit research group focused on reproductive health services that seeks to improve women's access to medical abortions. The FDA has allowed the experiment. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.